Identity 0212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to CES 2020. I am Chris Jordan here with the Talking Sound Podcast, here with the Tech Podcast Network at CES. I'm here with AeroNext. They are the creators of this awesome gimbal technology that has 4D gravity control. Tell us a little bit about this, Natsuko.
Okay, this is called Flying Gondola. And that is a totally new concept of air mobility. And this is for the first time we can show you in the U.S.
And it's absolutely incredible. Just the mock-up that y'all have going here, if you could demonstrate it for us real quick, kind of how it works and how it operates.
Okay, because the cabin stays level to the ground all the time during the taking off and flying and landing. So because of our technology, 4D gravity and separated architecture, I mean, that's why the cabin stays level to the ground all the time.
And that is absolutely incredible. I mean, we see this technology all the time in our field with cameras, things like that. But the fact that y'all are actively bringing this to flight technology,
yes.
What kind of applications are you looking for this? What kind of places are you looking to actively put the flying gondola?
Right, because it will be used as a flying taxi or flying car, but in the near future, we hope in the limited area, like a private property, like amusement park, it will be used, we hope, in 3 years.
Oh, wow, because people like me grew up watching the Jetsons, and I've been waiting for the flying car my whole life. But the fact that y'all are talking about 3 years down the road deployment on this, what are things looking like for you guys? Are things looking promising? People interested?
Oh, a lot of people are interested in us, but no promise yet. So we hope we can get it in very soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where can everybody go to find out more about this technology and more about AeroNext?
Oh, okay. Please visit our website and also come to our CES booth at the Eureka Park.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to see this and more stuff from CES, stop on by TalkingSoundPodcast.com or Tech Podcast Network. And we'll talk to you soon. We'll be seeing you in a little while. Thanks, everybody. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back. Chris Jordan here with the Talking Sound Podcast and the Tech Podcast Network here at CES 2020. I am here with one of the representatives from Nexoptic. I'm sorry. Tell us a little bit about your awesome new double-take binocular prototype that you guys have.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. We have double-take here. Double-take is a dual-lens system. That's two discrete lenses, two image sensors, and it's meant to do binoculars reimagined. We're looking at birders. We're looking at outdoor enthusiasts. We want to hit that market with a shareable binocular experience where you can do rapid targeting with a all-optical zoom device.
Well, and just the fact that y'all have considered this to begin with, I mean, we all have cell phones in our pockets nowadays, stuff like that, but the technology's a little bit different here. Go into some of exactly the proprietary stuff that y'all have going on with this.
Sure, yeah. The money lens on this one is the 450mm approximately equivalent F2.4 lens system on here. It's a folded optic design that's really unique in devices. It's going to give you zoom that's unparalleled in mobile form factor.
And speaking of mobility, you were saying a while ago while you were presenting it to us that there's actively social sharing, things like that on it as well, right?
Yeah, in addition to being able to do onboard video and picture, it's also able to do 4K streaming. It's going to have a companion app so you can control the device remotely.
Wow.
And yeah, social ready, absolutely.
And what kind of price point are y'all looking at for this product?
Yeah, we want to compete with the luxury binocular market. That gets pretty pricey, the $2,500 and above. We're looking at $1,499 U.S. Initial retail, okay. And we're going to have follow-up products that are going to be hitting lower price points.
Wow, and what kind of release date are y'all looking at right now?
Yeah, we're all geared up for production. We have world-class production facilities in Shenzhen, China. We're looking at Q2 is when we'll begin to hit consumers.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And the fact that y'all were here last year won an award at CES.
That's right.
Beat out Nikon, stuff like that for optics, with no prototype.
Yeah, this year we're able to actually show a prototype. Last year it was 100% concept cell, and we still got Digital Trends top photography.
That is absolutely amazing, because it is a great concept for those of us that are outdoor enthusiasts.
Yeah,
I myself, I enjoy shooting, stuff like that. But to be able to actively have that out on the range, stuff like that, is absolutely incredible. Tell everybody where they can go to find out more about the Double Take and Nexoptic.
You're going to want to go to nexoptic.com. That's our website. You can find more about Double Take and everything else that Nexoptic has on the go.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time
Thank
with
you.
Us today. And if you want more coverage of CES, make sure to check us out on the Tech Podcast Network as well as the TalkingSoundShow.com. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, everybody. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Talking Sound Podcast here at CES 2020 with the DEC Podcast Network. I'm here with Adil Saranchan with Orbi Inc. They have this incredible new 360 camera technology for live on the field during sporting events. Tell us a little bit about this technology, Adil.
Yeah, hi. So this is the 5G helmet for sports. Basically, we built in six cameras around the American football helmet and added the 5G module to stream the game from your favorite player's perspective in 360 degrees.
Just the technology to do this is absolutely incredible to begin with. What was it that first gave you all the idea to do this?
Well, it has always been a dream of every fan of being able to experience the game right from the action, but technology wasn't there. And fortunately, we developed the technology to stitch the videos from cameras that are located far apart from one another. And with the 5G technology coming out, we're pioneering this technology right now.
Now, of course, I would assume the fact that the plan is to have this enabled on every player on the field. How would the individual viewer be able to watch? Is it like an app that they tune into, a service that they subscribe to? How does that work?
Yeah, so there are several ways to consume this content. The first being the VR set. Basically, it's better than any seat in the stadium. You can watch the game from any player. You can switch between players depending on where the ball is and who owns the ball. And the sports broadcasting channels can select the viewing angles depending on our AI would suggest them to suggest them some points of view that are most engaging and most interesting using the tracking information that we provide.
Wow, and I don't want you to get too proprietary because that is some amazing technology. But what kind of release date are you looking at for this?
So we're looking into piloting this our helmets this coming fall and rolling out the production version early next year.
And are y'all looking at any other sports concepts like extreme sports, snowboarding, that kind of stuff as well?
Definitely. We're going to be expanding into other types of sports that involve helmet, where we can embed our technology, such as hockey, baseball, biking, snowboarding, skiing, and others.
Yeah, that's just absolutely incredible. Tell everybody where they can go to find out more about the technology behind Orbi Inc. and the incredible product that you have here.
Yeah, absolutely. Check us out at orbiprime.com/helmets.
All right, great. Thank you so much for taking the time. If you want to check out more about Orbi and CES itself, stop on by the TalkingSoundShow.com as well as Tech Podcast Network. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. Keep reaching for 11. Bye-bye. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Talking Sound Podcast, continuing coverage of CES 2020 with the Tech Podcast Network. I am here with Martin Bodewis?
Yeah, that's it, Martin Bodewis.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Of Loop Earplugs, me being an audio engineer by trade, the actual tagline to the end of my podcast is take care of yourself, take care of your hearing, keep reaching for 11. Tell us a little bit about your product, because I myself have about four pair of ear filters in my bag right now for different situations.
Okay.
But I am so interested in the technology behind yours because it's not diaphragm driven. So many of the ear filters that you get have small diaphragms in them, things like that, that start rattling, start creating odd frequencies. They've got extreme weight to them, so they tend to sag a little bit unless they're fitted to the inside of your ear. So tell us a little bit about the creation and the inspiration behind your awesome technology.
Okay. Yeah, I think you mentioned a lot of downsides to current earplugs.
Yeah.
I think the story with Loop started because of a personal problem of me and my co-founder Dimitri. Mm-hmm. We're friends since high school. We went out a lot to parties. I mean, we're in Belgium, country of Tomorrowland, big festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
At a certain point, we both came home with, like, ringing ears, right?
Yeah. Tinnitus.
Tinnitus, exactly. And we're not alone. There's, like, in Belgium, it's one out of four people, young people, that has some form of tinnitus. So what we did is we looked at the earplugs that are on the market, and we looked how can we do better. So the first thing is we actually used an acoustic channel, and we made it in a round shape so that it sits compactly in your ear. And that actually imitates the length of your ear canal. So that makes sure you have natural sound. And on the inside, we put a 20 decibel filter. So that combined with a 20 decibel filter makes sure that the sound is lower, but still understandable. You can still enjoy the concert or festival that you paid for to go.
Still clear. And that's what I was really impressed with, was the tube and the filter. Because like I said, most ear filters that you get have a movable driver inside, something that is actively moving like a diaphragm to make that happen, and yours is static.
Yeah.
It's great. I have one pair that I'm on my fourth pair right now after 10 years. I replace them every couple years simply because that's the issue with them. They're great, but every few years, just because of travel, use, taking out the diaphragm, cleaning the earplugs, things like that, they start wearing out. And your stuff just reminded me so much of the Bose AcoustiWave technology, where they use the actual path of the tube to enhance the sound and everything else. And y'all are doing very much the similar thing to make sure that sound stays true, realistic to life.
Yeah, exactly. And it's entirely passive, so you don't have to change any batteries or anything. So let's say you go out a concert, race event, you can just wear it and keep it in your pockets. And the other thing is, like, when we talk to a lot of people, what they said is they don't love wearing earplugs, a lot of young people especially, because it doesn't look cool, right?
Yeah.
It looks ugly. And we thought, okay, people wear earrings, earplugs all the time. Why not make that something
especially
sexy?
The inner pierce.
Yeah.
The inner pierce right here on the outside.
Stretchers.
Yeah, on the horn of your ear right here. Let's hop over here and take a look at these real quick so we can get a little idea of the packaging itself is very clean. And so is the construction.
Yeah.
This right here is one of my favorite parts. This weighs next to nothing, folks. Like, I mean less than a gram for one of these. There's no way I would actively almost forget that was in my ear.
Yeah.
It is so light and unobtrusive.
Yeah.
And there's what he's talking about, some of the style of function and form between the two. How long did it take y'all from, I guess, conception to development, where you are now with this product?
Oh, I think it's been a journey. We started a company about 3 years ago. Back then, we only had a prototype. We worked with some universities, some product developers, and we did a lot of iteration, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, we had a product that sounded good, looked good, and then we started a company. And since then, it's been, you know, going into production. Last year was our first year of CES at Eureka Park.
Okay.
And this year is the first year that we're here.
Welcome to the big show. Yeah,
big show,
it's Eureka Park, for those of you that don't know, is where developers are going. Many of the people in Eureka Park literally have no product on the table.
Yeah.
It is nothing but concept drawings, posters that describe what it's about, things like that. What was your situation last year in Eureka Park, and what's the difference between then and now for you guys?
So last year we had our product, which was 3D printed. It was functional, but a lot of the assembly was manual. It was not scalable. Right now we're working with several retailers in Germany, MediaMarkt. In the US with CVS Pharmacy, we're on Amazon, we're on our own website. So right now there was a lot of demand. Now we can actually follow that demand. We've added new ear tips to the mix.
Yeah, variety of sizes for those with different size ear canals, different depths, everything else. Because some people like an earplug sitting right on the surface. Some like it shoved down in their canal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just so everybody knows, What is the price point on this product, and where is it available right now?
So it's $29.95.
That's what I love. That's what I love. A professionally rated product for less than $50.
Yeah. That's actually our goal. We want to make it accessible, affordable to people. So that's why we priced it at $29.95. We have it in 5 different colors with all funky names. We got Glorious Gold, Swinging Silver, or Midnight Black. And it's available on Amazon. It's available on our own website, loopairblues.com. What's also interesting that we got, like, I don't know if you know the Wirecutter. We got awarded the best earplugs for concerts.
Wow! Congratulations! Yeah. That's a big award.
Yeah, and we also got a Wired recommended, which is also very interesting.
Yeah.
So that shows that people have tested it and that they like the product.
Yeah, I haven't even had a chance to try the product, and I am in love with it because, like I said, I actively carry 4 pair of earphones with me all the time, depending on the use, depending on the venue, things like that. But to know that this is there, it's a general dB cut.
Exactly.
It's good for general use for anybody, from the audio engineer to your kid. If you're taking your kids to concerts, festivals, things like that, which, coming from Austin, you see it all the time. People bringing their 8-year-olds to, like, huge volume rock and roll concerts, and they've got, like, the big shooting muffs on and stuff like that. And it's like, how are they even enjoying that through the shooting muffs, number one?
Yeah.
Also, it's 110 degrees in the shade in Austin, Texas right now. Why are they wearing earmuffs? That's horrible. So to know that there's a product like this out there, absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for spearheading that, not only for the audio industry, but for everybody. Hearing is such an important part of life and so, so neglected by so many people.
That's true. Thank you
so much, Martin.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Make sure that you stop on by loopearplugs.com. Check everything out. While you're online checking that out, make sure to stop on by talkingsoundpodcast.com and take podcasts.com to check out all the continuing footage of CES 2020. Until next time, everybody, keep reaching for 11 and take care of your hearing. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Talking Sound Podcast, coming to you live from the exhibit floor here in the Sands Convention Center in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, from CES 2020, with all of the coverage from the Tech Podcast Network. I am here with Jordan, with Thinker Tinker, to talk about Octobo and his underwater adventure. He has so many adventures. It's amazing. This is an interactive toy for kids that does so much, not just for fun, but for education. Tell us a little bit about it, Jordan.
Yeah, so this is Octobo. He's the first smart plush robot. So we're really trying to change the way kids and families interact with digital devices. So rather than kids building a relationship with a phone or a tablet or a screen, they're building a relationship with a character and a companion that they can have for years.
Yeah, and as someone who taught early childhood development 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds many, many moons ago, that is so important to actively get interactive with a kid when you're teaching them. It's something that gets skipped over in the classroom so frequently nowadays because of the needs of teachers, the way that education is just running in our country. They don't have necessarily the time to figure out exactly how every kid learns and to tailor that learning experience to them. How does Octobo go about doing that?
Yeah, sure. So I think the mix of physical and digital is really its competitive advantage and helps in the educational aspect and makes Octobo a really great educational tool. My mother is actually a teacher, so I know a lot about the education system and trying to manage all kids and different learning types and things.
Yeah.
And Octobo is great because there's no, like, hard-coded system, so that makes the functionality really flexible. So we're able to upgrade and expand the digital contents, and as the user, they can just update the app like you would update another app on your phone.
And this is Android compatible and iPad compatible, all that. Just so you know, folks, there's not like a screen on the inside. This is what I loved. It's your tablet. So does it work on Amazon Fire?
Yeah, so any 7- to 8-inch tablet, so perfect for Amazon Fire, iPad Mini, Samsung Galaxy, all those.
And I'm going to have fun here for a second because all these little things all over Octobo are all interactive things. Whenever you push one, it's going to give you a little activity and a little like, hey, what's going on? Like, see, it's sitting there moving around. Hey, come on. And then it's got these cool little chips for each. There's all kinds of stuff. There's wildlife like coral and fish. And whenever you pop it right here on the flower, Octobo will give you a little lesson about the letter C. So, really great, especially nowadays. I mean, I grew up watching Sesame Street, but nowadays the Sesame Workshop does shows like Esme and Roy, stuff like that, that are literally about monsters. So, like, a son like mine, who is all about Esme and Roy at 3 years old, would totally identify with this little critter and what it can do for it. And it's also got interactive adventure books. Whenever you put the little undersea discs on there, it takes you through different parts of the adventure book, stuff like that. So fully interactive, great stuff. Where did the inspiration for this come from?
Yeah, so our founder actually created it as her master's thesis project. She studied interactive games and media at USC. So this was her project. She was pregnant with her son at the time, and she was really looking for something that mixed the physical and digital world, because tech is the future, but it's how you use it that we really need to change.
That's right. It's about how we integrate it into our daily life. It's about how we use it. And like, as a tech person myself, it's hard for me not to just throw this tablet in the kid's face. I even take my phone away from him. Now, granted, he's got his own little laptop that does not work because he loves doing work with me. He'll come in and jump in while I'm video editing. Like, he's got his own rack of gear because he wanted to touch my gear. So, I'm, as someone who taught kids, I'm not going to deny that. If you want to explore it, you can't touch this one, but this one is yours. So I gave him a bunch of non-functional gear. And seeing the fact that this person came up with this idea through a master's thesis in childhood education, and then also inspiration for a build for her own child, that's just it. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
Where can everybody go to find their own version of Octobo? What is the price point on Octobo, if that is available publicly right now?
Yeah, so Octobo just launched. He's available on our website, thinker-tinker.com. And it starts at $149, which includes the plush, the first story kit, and 6 interactive tokens. And then there's also a bundle option that includes the plush, first story kit, as well as the letter search, which is a second story kit, includes 26 interactive tokens, plus additional mini games and a spelling game.
And what is the price point on that?
That is $199.
Wow, for $20 more?
About
or the $50 more, yeah. That's still incredibly amazing whenever you're talking about the technology, RFD-wise, programming-wise, behind each one of these discs, to know that you're getting an additional 30-something lessons out of that.
And games.
Absolutely phenomenal. What a great way to start preparing your child for pre-K, kindergarten, things like that, especially for busy parents. Don't just throw them in front of a TV, y'all. Make sure it's interactive. Make sure that they learn something from it. Please, for all of us, make sure they're learning something with their play. Thank you so much for this incredible technology, Jordan. I cannot wait to have you up in the Tech Podcast studio talking about Octobo, everything else. Thank you so much for your time. Stay tuned for continuing coverage of CES 2020 right here on the homepage of the Talking Sound Podcast, talkingsoundshow.com. You can also check it all out on techpodcasts.com. Take care, everybody. Until next time, keep reaching for 11.
This is Talking Sound.